And now, the Corner Office. Political press attaché Joe Dellerone gets in-depth on the issues with Grand Chief Joe Tequiro Norton.
And welcome to the Corner Office, chatting with the Chief, the Grand Chief, Joe Tequiro Norton, joining us today. And welcome back.
Good morning.
Yeah, I guess there's plenty to talk about.
Quite a bit, yes.
Yeah, we'll start off, I guess, with last week. You were on K103 on the MCK Friday, as it's called. And updating the community on all the Highway 30 issues and plenty of other things. You talked about a possible meeting with the premier. So how's that going?
Well, so far, I'll have to say disappointingly, but at the same time, it's expected that there is no meeting in the offing yet. I would think that probably by the end of the month, this month, somewhere in there, the meeting will take place. There's plenty of other things to do. That's not the only thing in life, you know, that we have to worry about is a meeting with the premier. It is an important, it would be an important matter, though, to be able to meet and discuss a list of issues that we need to get clarity on and then hopefully develop some sort of ongoing relationship. But in the interim, it's business as usual.
Yeah, we did talk last time we did this program about some of the positive things that came out of a previous meeting with more of the technical people within Quebec. So has there been any movement on any of those things?
So far, no. We have yet to make contact from the previous meeting that took place 2 weeks ago, I think it was, due to all kinds of other issues, you know, being there. As I said, this place is buzzing all the time, so there's a lot, plenty to do. But a follow-up is in order to talk to those people that we had discussions with and see where it's going to take us, whether we start breaking some ground, if you will, before the new year, you know. I'd like to see something happen very quickly.
Mm-hmm. And I guess one of the things that might be affecting this is the preoccupation throughout the country about the upcoming federal election and the fact that, you know, it's this one seems to be one of the most interesting elections that in my lifetime I've ever seen because mm-hmm. we've never seen three parties neck and neck. It's usually one or the other, and then the NDP kind of trailing along. And mm-hmm. now you have three parties plus the Green Party, and you know, people are preoccupied with that. And of course, for us as Ungwahuma people, a general dissatisfaction across the country with the Harper government.
Yeah, it's I'm not against, you know, having an interest in what's going on. We need to know, we need to have an understanding about the elections and the parties, their platforms, what have you. But I think there's too much emphasis being placed on that. Rather than looking at, you know, sitting down and really concentrating on our own message that we have to give to Canadians in general, then secondarily to whoever the government is going to be in the future, you know. This emphasis right now from the Assembly of First Nations, you know, promoting to all First Nations to get out there and vote, you know, exercise your right. It's not necessarily a waste of time, but we don't do that here, and we're certainly not going to do that. We're not going to promote it either. But it's also very clear that how are you going to vote? How do you think you're going to affect? Because, you know, First Nations involvement is in every party. You have support for the Liberals, you have support for the NDP, you have support for, you know, the Conservatives.
There's even a Conservative Member of Parliament
yeah.
who actually put some legislation forward in this last term.
Yeah.
So it's not every Native person who hates Harper, but it the general consensus, though, is that most people have, in all of our years in this business, so to speak, it's been a long time since we've seen mm-hmm. this much dissatisfaction with a certain government.
Yeah. Well, of course, the government has its own opinions, its own thoughts and directions, you know, in terms of, and I'll be very clear, attacking Indigenous people in Canada. And that's what it's all about, you know. And there's economic sanctions against us. There's all kinds of things. Special legislation that's been passed and hidden in there and embedded is the thought that it's directed towards us. And I don't care what anybody says, no matter what they say, that, you know, this is for the security of the country, you know. The security bill that's out there is directed towards us, you know. So anything that we decide to do, like the meeting that we had yesterday here with the AFNQL, the Quebec Chiefs, could be considered, you know, if you really went to the extreme, that sort of thing. Because we were talking about, you know, our rights versus their rights and what we would like to do in the future.
Let's talk about that meeting. A lot of the chiefs did make it, considering it was kind of a one agenda item. People came together, and they talked about the upcoming election and what, if anything, can we do to get our, as the Quebec Native community, whatever message out there. So what did you get out of
that? Well, from my perspective, I was asked to give an opening address, and I did, and I tried to emphasize not so much a particular party, a particular person, such as Harper. I said, everybody, first and foremost, our relationship is with Canadians. And secondarily, then it's with the government that Canadians select. So you have to do something, not necessarily to appeal, but send a message to Canadians in general that our relationship is not good, it's not well, it's not healthy, it's terrible. And you should be very careful about who you select to represent you, because in the recommendations and the suggestions that we came to settle on yesterday, we are going to demonstrate what we're about to Canada. And in doing so, you know, if it means disrupting the lives of Canadians for 2 hours on a particular day, then so be it, just to show what we can do. And that was clearly what I was after, not to get rid of Harper or anybody else, or bring in somebody else new, or try to side with this party or that party. No. Here, Canada, you, Canadian citizen, this is what we're about, and we better make the relationship much better than it is, because it's not good, and it's getting worse. So that was basically what I tried to get out there, and that we are not allies of Canada, we are allies of Canada. We are not citizens of Canada. Very clearly, we have our own separate ways. We have our own separate ideas, thoughts, and whatever else. Basically, the land is part of us. It is our land. It is our territory. And we have always been willing to share. And at times, we've been forced to, not even to share, land just taken and used for somebody else. So all those kind of issues that we are totally dissatisfied with, that's part of the reason why we have to demonstrate and show our strength.
There has been, in recent years, especially in the last year or so, with the Truth and Reconciliation and, you know, all of these things that have happened, the murdered and missing women, there seems to be more understanding and, in many instances, even sympathy with the mainstream media. We're not seeing as much just outright attacks. I guess there will always be some of that, mm-hmm. but there's been more... I guess they're making the realization that, man, no wonder they're upset. After, you know, I think anybody who'd be in this position are upset. So now it's a matter of keeping that momentum going. So today being October the 1st, actually, mm-hmm. So we're heading down the home stretch of 2015. The meeting, there was a resolution basically to create this day of action for a couple of hours. And so what's going to be happening?
Well, for us in Ganawaga, two things. One is there will be the process started yesterday. There will be a rally in Montreal, a march. It's proposed to go right down St. Catherine Street or René Lévesque René Lévesque back to what's known as Cabot Park, which is the old Atwater metro station across from the old forum, which I think is a grand idea and something that we get as many people as involved in as we can. And the chiefs assembled yesterday, said yes, we will support that, you know. So that's going to be next Friday on the 9th, and we'll be approximately 2 hours, starting at noon and to whenever it finishes. As I said, there's already in the works. The city of Montreal has been contacted to provide the permits and security and whatever else is necessary to do that. On the other hand, we have looked at the possibility as an undetermined type of action here in Ganawage. We don't know exactly sure yet what it is, but we will in the next few days come up with something that will provide the the direction that we'd like to see the community become involved in here, right in Ganawage, to show what our strengths are, what authority we have, and the kind of power that we have too, because that's what it's really all about. We will be getting back to the community, and we will be organizing as quickly as possible to have, you know, something generated here locally, simultaneously with what's happening in Montreal. In addition to that, what will happen is a call will go out right across the country, looking at that data. I think there's enough time involved here, from October 1st to the 9th, to begin to organize right across Canada, in all various parts of the country, similar type of demonstrations and protests. And the message has to be clear and has to be the same thing right across. We are dissatisfied with our relationship with Canada, bottom line. And regardless of who you vote into office, be aware that these are the kinds of things that could happen more frequently and on an ongoing basis if there's not a move to work, to be more fair, to be more equitable, and to work with us.
One of the things I got from the meeting yesterday was one of the messages was to make sure that it's, even though I guess it's generally understood that people are not happy with the Harper government, the other parties are not off the hook, and part of the reason to do this is to draw them out and say, what do you think? Because no one is really saying that. It's not an election issue. As a matter of fact, if you looked at the top 10 or top 15 issues, Native issues don't come up at all, and this is usually finds its way in there. It's not happening this time, and I find that myself very surprising, seeing what's going on around the world, and especially, like I said, with Truth and Reconciliation and all of that.
Well, we have been relegated to irrelevancy, very irrelevant in terms of any kind of understanding and relationship with Canada. You know, in this election, everything else is more important than First Nation issues, when we should be, if not the most, one of the most important issues, simply because of the fact of our relationship, our historical existence in Canada, ownership of the land, resources, and all of those things that Canada thrives on, you know. And yet there's a denial by silence and recognition of that fact, in ignoring it and saying that in general, this is a Canadian matter, it's voters, you know, it's this, that, and the other thing. I mean, Regional Chief Ghislain Picard said, you know, the most, how ridiculous or how, you know, how what a slap in the face it is to have them arguing about the NEHAB, you know, issue, yeah, rather than dealing with Native issues and saying, this is what's important. Never mind whether people cover their faces or whatever, you know. Instead, it's a national issue. They're arguing, you know, amongst themselves over that, which is totally ridiculous. It makes it look childish and foolish, really, rather than say, we have a coexistence with a group of people here who originally were here before us. They own the land, they own the resources, and, you know, this is what we should settle. Well, if one of the parties stood up and started promoting and pushing that, then you start saying, okay, here's someone who's in tune with what this country is really about. But you didn't see that, you know, and you won't see that because, again, we're irrelevant to them.
Well, coming up, you mentioned the 9th, which is Friday the 9th. There's going to be a press conference. As this is being recorded, the press conference is going to be held tomorrow, yeah, to announce that. And I guess the hope that this message gets out to chiefs across the country, because actually, if you look at it, it's something that's not that hard to organize.
No, it isn't. No.
It's really like, all right, chiefs, Montreal, there's an airport there, or you can drive in, let's gather. I love the idea of the visual of walking hand in hand or arm in arm right down St. Catherine Street, the elected leadership, and say, here we are, and hopefully even people will follow.
Yeah, you know,
and we'll see what happens.
Definitely. I mean, it's nothing against any other nationality that decides they want to have a protest march in the city, but they get it and they go and they do their thing, you know, and it becomes newsworthy. Last night, watching the news, you know, the teachers are protesting. They're out there. They're marching. You know, they've got their cause or whatever else. You see, the Montreal, the MAOC police force and other police forces dressed in the khaki or cowboy hats.
Pink camouflage pants.
Yeah, you know, it's all in protest. And so we, of all people, should be the ones who prominently stand up and say, you know what, this is our country.
We should wear those pink camouflage pants.
I'll make sure I get them. No, but I mean, we're like maybe once. Once in a blue moon kind of thing, you know, that we do these kinds of things. Here, every day we see it, you know. This country is totally dissatisfied with its governance. It is. Municipal, provincial, and federal. So, you know, and we are not happy at all. So they have to realize that we're prominent in all of this and we're not irrelevant. We have to make ourselves relevant, and our message is the most important thing.
And that message is going to be disseminated pretty clearly, hopefully, on October the 9th. And of course, internally, there's always going to be forums such as this, the talk show, and if the media wants to do lengthier interviews,
sure,
go right ahead. So, all right, is there anything else you want to add today, Joe?
Just as a teaser, if you will, I don't have much detail yet, but next week we have a group of people coming in, sponsored by Ganyogehaga people, who are looking at the possibility of building a private hospital, a major facility that would do research and development into all kinds of diseases, provide plenty of opportunities for our people to get involved in that industry, in the health field. And I have connections, you know, with all kinds of international institutions, in the city of Montreal, anywhere and everywhere where there's major health centers who deal with diseases and things of that nature. And it's a private opportunity for Ganawaga to participate in. It takes away nothing from Cattery, you know, or the local health centers that are here. As a matter of fact, it would add to their, it would complement what already exists here.
Wow. Well, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Could be very interesting. I know for, I don't know if anybody else has been paying attention, but I know for years you've been talking about possibilities such as this, because we talked about maybe 10, 15 years ago, mm-hmm, about possibility of something, a center for maybe x-rays or things like that, because there are gaps in the health centers, the healthcare in Canada and Quebec. So, all right, well, we'll see how that goes, and good luck with that. And, of course, good luck with October 9th. Let's hope that it's the message is going to be received in the spirit that it's given.
Well, I'm sure it will. Myself and Regional Chief Ghislain Picard, we met about 3 weeks ago when we started this momentum, and since then we've had a lot of contact right across the country. So people are aware that something is in the offing. We spoke about this last week with the Iroquois Caucus, so they're well aware of it. And we were in Six Nations also last week. We spoke to people there. They're aware of it. And everybody's looking forward to doing something. Good contacts on the West Coast in British Columbia, BC chiefs are aware of it, and they're just waiting for, you know, the date which this will take place on. So tomorrow will be the launching of that.
All right. And today being October the 1st, we start off the month with, I guess, already a pretty busy agenda.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Lots to do.
All right. Well, Joseph Tequira Norton, Grand Chief, thank you so much for joining us in your corner office, chatting with the Chief, and thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Yeah.
This has been The Corner Office with political press attaché Joe Dellerone and Grand Chief Joseph Tequira Norton.